Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hybrid here. I'm back with another episode.
Sorry.
Anyway, so we're back with Rework, and I'm reading this book about basically about like business and tips and all that. And if you really like this, if you listen to my others, and if you like it, just end up following this podcast or this really channel, because it will really help out. And I also have a Twitch, and I will be streaming tomorrow. At the end of the podcast, I will be announcing it. So, yeah, let me get started reading. This chapter is called Welcome Obscurity. No one knows who you are right now, and that's just fine. Being obscure is a great position to be in. Be happy you're in the shadows. Use this time to make mistakes without the whole world hearing them. Keep tweaking. Work out the kinks. Test random ideas. Try new things. Yeah, the Nintendo Switch OLED really should have done try new things other than adding a pointless OLED screen. No one knows you. Yeah, Nintendo, no one knows you. So, it's no big deal if you mess up. Obscurity helps you protect your ego and preserve your confidence. Oh, you hear that now? Because apparently companies have egos. Yep, okay, that's a new thing, actually. Retailers experience with test marketers all the time for this reason. When Dunkin' Donuts thought about selling pizza, hot dogs, and other hot sandwiches. Okay, hot sandwiches I would be okay with. But pizza and hot dogs? That's just sanity itself. It test marketed the product just in 10 locations. Broadway shows also provides a great example of testing ideas on a small stage first. They routinely do a trial run in a smaller city before coming to New York. Testing out of town lets actors get some reps in front of a live audience before the show goes up. In front of harsher critics and tastemakers. Wait, tastemakers for actors? That's just confusing me. Would you want the whole world to watch you the first time do anything? If you've never given a speech before, do you want your first speech to be in front of 10,000 people or 10 people? I'm comfortable with speaking in front of large crowds. I'm not even kidding. You don't want everyone to watch you staring your business. It makes no sense to tell everyone to look at you if you're not ready to be looked at yet. And keep in mind that once you do get bigger and more popular, you're inevitably gonna take fewer risks. When you're a success, the pressure to maintain predictability and consistency builds. You got more conservative. It's harder to take risks. That's when things start to fossilize and become difficult. Basically saying let me oversimplify it for you. That's a reference to one of my favorite channels on YouTube. Okay, let me get this straight. Okay, what he's basically saying, or what this guy is saying basically, is that when you're smaller, you can make mistakes and test it out. Like it said, that Dunkin' Donuts actually wanted to put pizza and hot dogs on their menu, but they only did it in 10, like, locations, so it kind of helped. So basically what it's saying is that the more bigger you get, the less mistakes risks you have to take. And yeah, Nintendo probably shouldn't have not done that with their OLED model. If millions of people are using your product, every change you make will have a much bigger impact. Before, you might have upset 100 people when you change something. Now, you might upset thousands. You can reason with 100 people, but you need riot gear to deal with 10,000 angry customers. Those early days of obscurity are something you'll miss later on when you're really under the microscope. Now the time is to take risks without worrying about embarrassing yourself. Thank you guys for listening to this. Really helps out. I'm doing a Twitch. Now I'm going to reveal the time I'm doing the stream tomorrow. I am going to be doing it at, 1 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. you guys are going to want to join because it's going to be an epic stream. We're going to play Halo, Fortnite, Apex, and possibly Microsoft Flight Simulator if I feel like it. So, yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Follow this podcast if you want me to read more of this story, and I'll see you all later. Peace!